Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we have been making our spiritual renewal on the four pillars of stewardship. On this Commitment Sunday, we continue our reflection on sharing our treasure, tithing, and almsgiving. The gift of treasure is the matter of the heart. Let us allow our heart to be changed by Christ so that we may experience the true treasure of giving. As we all know, stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and our neighbor. So today, as I mentioned at the introduction, during the offertory, we make our commitment to share our time, ability or talent, and tithing or treasure. Speaking of commitment, there is a story about commitment. A man and a woman had been married for 60 long years. They had kept no secrets from each other, except that the little old woman had a shoebox in the top of her closet that she had cautioned her husband never to open or ask her about. For all these years, he had never thought about the box, but one day, the little old woman got very sick, and the doctor said she would not recover. In trying to sort out their affairs, the little old man took down the shoebox and took it to his wife's bedside. She agreed that it was time that he should know what was in the box. When he opened, he found two crocheted dolls and a stack of money totaling $95,000. He asked her about the contents. She said, "When we were to be married, my grandmother told me the secret of a happy marriage were never to argue, never get angry, and never question your commitment to your husband or marriage. Grandma told me that if I ever question my commitment to marriage, I should just keep calm and crochet a doll." The little old man was so moved, he had to fight back tears. Only two precious dolls were in the box. She had only questioned her commitment to him two times in all those years of living and loving. He almost burst with happiness. "Honey," he said, "that explains the doll. But what about this entire stack of money? Where did it come from?" "Oh, that," she said, "that is the money I made from selling those dolls." Dear friends, if you have any questions regarding your commitment to the marriage, please sit down in your couches, make crochet dolls, and make some money for your retirement. As we continue our reflection, committing our time, talent, and treasure, the gospel of the day very appropriately presents before us a simple to understand and a practical to follow parable of the Lord, the parable of the talents. and its lessons are hard to miss. This parable tells what to do while we live on this world and the need to be responsible and dutiful. The parable introduces the fact that the servants were judged by the way they managed the master's resources. We learn a very crucial truth from this. All that we have belongs to God. We need to underline and highlight the word all. All, fully, totally, everything, completely belongs to God. We own nothing. We hold no space. We possess no one. All belongs to God. He made them. He gave them to us. And one day, He will take them from us again. Even our life itself is a gift from God. If only our world and our generation were to grow more and more in this truth. How often we hold on to our possessions and go crazy in preserving and safeguarding them? How often we resort to disgraceful and shameful means to win over wealth, positions, powers, and authority? The parable of the talents is a very practical parable that the Lord has offered us. Yesterday is past, tomorrow is the future, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. Let us make this present a pleasant gift to the great giver by seeking His grace and combining it with our hard work and determination. Let us make the best use of the seeds of good things given to all of us and sow these seeds to produce good fruits. Invest these seeds in order to derive its potential blessings in our lives. On this day, let us also give heed to the exhortation of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, who has declared this day the 33rd Sunday of the liturgical year as the World Day of the Poor. Pope Francis says, "As long as Lazarus lies at the door of our homes, there can be no justice and no social peace." There is a prayer for the World Day of the Poor. God of Abraham, on our television, on our news feed, on our street, everywhere we go, we see Lazarus. But we also see so many doors that have built, that have closed, doors that society has hung and locked, doors that separate us from Lazarus. Lord, teach us to open the door to Lazarus, to the poor, to know them as your children, to lift them in their distress, to work to help them find a fair share of your bounty. This World Day of the Poor, help us all turn to those outside our door to bless, to heal, to comfort, and together, from this day forward, build a world where the poor are strangers to none, and indeed, the very chains of poverty are broken. Amen.